Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maisos Daf Chof Gimel in the Ois Vahadar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting a few lines down in Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Reb Yochanan b'shem Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Yochanan said the name of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Hayu lo shtei chatzeres. He has two courtyards. Echos b'migdolo ve'echos b'tiverio. One in the city of Migdolo, one in the city of Tiverio. He'evirin b'zush b'migdolo lo'ichlon b'zush b'tiverio. He's going through the chotzer in Migdolo. He's passing through that chotzer. It's not chav and meiser because he's not intending to eat it in Migdolo. Like Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda that we learned in the previous daf that he holds, if you're not eating in that chotzer, you're not chav and meiser. But here there's an additional thing. Mekiven she'evir and de'echeter mutar. Meaning, even when he reaches the chotzer in Tveria, he's not going to be chav and meiser. Because once it went through a chotzer, and that chotzer is not kuyvei al meiser, it didn't make it obligated meiser. So even if he goes now to another chotzer, that second chotzer will not be chav and meiser. Once the chotzer was not kriveya, so no chotzer in the world will be kriveya and meiser. It is as if it became potter for a meiser in a chotzer. So the Gemara explains, as Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Reb Yossi ben Yehuda. He goes to Reb Yossi ben Yehuda in the previous daf that said that a chotzer is not kriveya if you don't eat there. The rubo means Reb Yossi ben Yehuda, but he's saying a little bit more than Reb Yossi ben Yehuda. Ma do ma Reb Yossi ben Yehuda. What is Reb Yossi ben Yehuda saying? What was the case of Reb Yossi ben Yehuda in the previous daf? Someone went through the chotzer to get to the roof. In the roof, he's not chav in meiser. He went through the chotzer. You want to say maybe the chotzer shall obligate him in meiser? Says Reb Yossi ben Yehuda because he's not intending to eat it in the chotzer. So then he's not chav in meiser when he gets to the roof. That's what he's saying. But right now he's in a place, he's not chav in meiser. He's right now in Tveria. He's in a chotzer, and he's eating in a chotzer. And usually a chotzer is kivei al meiser. Doesn't make you be obligated in meiser. In this case, it does not obligate you because you already went through a chotzer, which is potter. And that's the chiddush of Shimon bar Yochai over Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. And this is called mikivan she'evirun de'heter mutter. Once you went through heter, through a chotzer, which was mutter, it was not mechayev, so no chotzer will be mechayev, it's mutter for the meiser. Rabbi Lezer Rubo min de Tareyo. Rabbi Lezer is greater. His chiddush is greater, not only from Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, but he has an even bigger chiddush than Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Lezer Omar kavan shitchil beim de cheter mutter. Explains Rabbi Chai, Rabbi Lezer, as we learned in Maseches Trumas, that if someone was eating in a fruit and then he went into the chotzer, so he's potter min ha-meiser because he started to eat it before he got into the chotzer. So in this case, he's standing in a chotzer, which is mechayev and meiser. And he never had the ptur of a chotzer. But he's still not chayev and meiser because he started eating before. So that's the biggest chiddush. So the lowest chiddush is a basic Reb Yehuda that says a chotzer is not kriveya unless you're eating there. If you're just passing by, you're not chayev. Then comes Reb Shimon bar Yochai says that once you went through one chotzer, now no chotzer will be kriveya and meiser on these fruits. And now you have a bigger chiddush, Rabbi Lezer, that if you start eating before, even if you go to a legitimate chutzah which you're intending to eat there, you're not chayav and meiser. Kodesh the Gemara now in Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. We quote the Mishnah Moitzi Poyalov. We said that if the Poyalim eating fruits, they're not chayav and meiser. If they eat one by one, except if the fruits are in a sal and a kupo, different types of baskets, or in a mukta, which way it's where you dry the fruits. Now the baskets are understood. Once you put a fruit in the basket, it's a gemar melocha. But the mukta l'chor is not a gemar melocha. You're still in the process. That's what Gemara is asking. Nicho lo min asal v'lo min hakupa. I understand the baskets that you finished the melocha and you have in meiser. But lo min hamukta, what's the pshat lo min hamukta? It should be kamo de tamar tavon, like we said before. Melaket achas achas voich. You can eat one by one. V'in tziri of chayev. V'emur of hochaken. And only when you put two together, you chayav. So here should be the same thing. The only you put two together, then you chayav in meiser. I'm explaining before why. Because you put two together for the buyer. A buyer puts it together. That's the finish line. A regular baal bais, he goes, he does a whole harvest. What is the harvest of the lekach? Eating one by one is still all right. But putting two together, it's like a pile. He finished what he was supposed to do. So the same thing should be in the mukzeh. You eat one by one, you should not be chayav. Only when you eat two, you should be chayav. Omar Yitzchok Mukze Asu Oisoi Kemetzurov. Answers the Gemara by Mukze. Whenever you take a fruit from the Mukze to eat, That's considered to be that you finished. It's considered to be like Mitzuyah, as if you're taking two from anything which you did not get to the stage of the Mukta. Each one by a Mukta is the Gemar. That's the finish. It's compared to two that you take from the tree. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Oichel Achas Achas Upater, referring to a Poyel, a worker, that he can eat one by one, he's Upater. Tani Deveis Rebbe, Oichel Kedarko Upater. According to Rebbe, you can eat as much as you want. He can eat as much as he wants in one shot, but he's still Upater when I'm Iser. So Rebbe asked, Man non kaimin, what are we talking about? Imbesh eschor el asoisim or bezeisim, if he hired him to work on the olives and to complete the melocha of the olives, or the harvest of the olives, kol alma moidu shu'oichel kedarko potter. So everybody should agree that he eats as much as he wants with no ma'aser, as we learned in the previous parak. Why is that so? Because he's obligated mina toiro to feed him. When you do a gemar melocha, you finish the process of the olives, so that everybody agrees that avoida is mina toiro mechuyev and you potter mina ma'aser, as we learned before. If you hire him just to work on the trees, he's not harvesting, he's not finishing the melacha. He's doing idur, which means a little plowing around the trees. Everybody should agree that when you eat one by one, then you potter with a meiser. But if you put two together, and then because of pile, so he's chayav in meiser. And in this case, for sure, midura rice, you're not getting food. The poil is not getting food, so you should be chayav in meiser. Hello, Kinan Kaimin, you know what we're talking about? Besheschorer lenakesh imoy bezeisim. Referring to he's cutting off small olives. Explains Reb Chaim that many times when there's olives growing, there's big olives that grow, they stay on the tree. Then there's small olives that don't grow anymore. So a person comes and takes out these small olives in order to have more room for the bigger olives. The small olives, when you take them out, that's their gemar malach. These small olives are going to be ready to be eaten right now. They're finished. There's nothing more to do with them. So that's a machlokes. Tanakama, in our Mishnah, holds that because the main harvest was not done yet, and this is only the small olives they remove for the bigger olives, it's not considered to be a gemar malacha, and the poil doesn't eat midiraisa, it doesn't get food from the balabais midiraisa. It's not considered to be one of the peulos, one of the works that a poil must eat minatoira, and therefore it is chayav in meiser. But Rebbe says that for the small olives, that's the gemar malacha. And if that's the gemar malacha of the small olives, so minatoiro, the worker, has the right to eat from it. If he has the right to eat from minatoiro, he's potter mina meiser, based on what we learned in the previous parak. Says the gemar, I'll prove to you that we're talking about removing these olives. Min the basra, from the next part of the Mishnah, that says, lenakish b'ptzalim, talking about to remove the leaves of the onions. Omer loyam, and not loychal yerek. And Baba has told him, your payment will be to eat the vegetable, to eat the onions. Mekartim olive oichel. He eats a leaf by a leaf and eats. Vim tzirif chayef. And we put him together, he's chayef. That was the next part of the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, you see that the next part of the Mishnah is talking about lenakish, meaning removing the leaves of the onions. So also the part before that we talked about the olives, what it says, asoiches apoyel, asois imur bezeisim, he was hired to work on the olives, it means to remove the olives. Which olives to be removed? The small olives that he removed in order to allow more growth to the bigger olives. So the Gemara is proving that's the case we're talking about. Meaning the discussion between Tanakama and Rebbe is that for sure when you have a Gemar Melocho and the Baal Bais has to feed the Poyel, he is not Chayav in Meiser. If it's not a Gemar Melocho and the Baal Bais does not have to feed the Poyel, so it is Chayav in Meiser. The discussion is, what happens when you take out the small olives from the big olives? Is that considered to be a Gemar Malacha or not? And the Raya of the Gemara says, we talk about removing the small olives, because that's called Nikush, and we see the next part of the Mishnah talks about Nikush, removing the leaves of the onions. So you see the same way the next part is talking about Nikush, removing the leaves, so also the first part about the olives is talking about Nikush, removing the small olives from the big ones. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Maestro's Daf Chof Gimel.